Rent control. If you utter those words in New York City, you are opening up a sacred and controversial subject. In Berlin, about 80% of people there are renters. They've got clout. Thanks to local officials, a rent freeze was scheduled to kick in next month. But now, bad news for the Berlin renters. It's uncertain the freeze will happen. German property companies, along with the country's Minister of the Interior, say the proposed rent freeze law is unconstitutional. From Berlin, here's the world's Orla Barry.
If you're a renter in a city like Boston, New York, or London, renting in Berlin sounds like a pretty sweet deal. Tenants in the German capital are protected by a whole host of tenancy regulations. But get this, the Berlin Senate has passed a bill that would prevent landlords from hiking rents for 5 full years. It's sort of a rent freeze jackpot for tenants.
We welcome the freeze as a kind of little break for the sleepless nights of tenants in Berlin.
That's Jenny Stupka. She's been renting a place in northwest Berlin for 6 years. Stupka is also a campaigner with the tenants' rights group. She says the freeze is just a first step.
We don't see it as a good solution on the long run. It still doesn't give a solution to the problematic situation of people in social housing, for example. But still, it's a good way to actually calm down the market situation here in Berlin.
Stupka's landlord has bumped up her rent by more than 6% every year. Over time, that hurts financially. The real culprits here, she says, are the private corporations that own thousands of apartments across the city. Stupka and her fellow campaigners want a referendum to expropriate private housing. They want to force companies who own more than 3,000 apartments each to sell them back to the city of Berlin. Unsurprisingly, real estate firms are not happy about any of this. Christian Ostis is with IVD, an industry company that represents more than 6,000 real estate agents and property managers across Germany.
It was a bad idea. I have a legal background, so when I heard the first time about the proposal, I thought it's illegal.
Ostis says a rent freeze would kill real estate development in Berlin, just like the communist government of the former East Germany managed to do.
If there's no money from the tenants, then there will be no money for modernization, for investment in new building. And the GDR had the same regulation. They had kind of rent freeze. And what we found after the time of GDR was a very old and bad housing stock.
The rent freeze would not apply to newer apartments built after 2014. But Ostis says developers are already looking beyond Berlin. The politicians, he says, are just pandering to the masses.
They are always concerned with renters. But we don't have a lack of regulations, so we have a lack of supplies.
For some tenants, though, the current regulations don't go far enough. Felix Geke rents a two-bedroom apartment with his partner in a working-class neighbourhood of Berlin. Last year, their landlord told them he wanted to renovate the outside of their building.
Our rent is currently 616 euros, but with the renovation, what they wanted from us was over 1,000 euros.
That's $1,100 a month, a 62% increase. So he's fighting the case. Geke's apartment is spacious, artfully decorated with high ceilings. And he knows full well that they're getting a steal.
Just because other cities destroyed their social fabric, and in Manhattan you only have millionaires living there and there's none of the culture left that there used to be, is not a way that Berlin should go. And I think we should be happy that we have this opportunity to stop this and have the example of other cities and see what went wrong there and fix this problem at its root before it's happening.
Berlin isn't the only capital city to consider a rent freeze. London's mayor raised the issue earlier this year. Paris, too, is watching how things pan out with its German neighbour. But would the Berlin model work anywhere else? Christine Whitehead is an expert on housing at the London School of Economics.
This seems to be a system where rents are going to be determined on quite broad grounds. So there'll be some rents which are not far from market, and there'll be some which are way, way below, and these types of issues. So I think that the Berlin system would not work in other places because it's removing any relationship to the market.
At this point, it's not clear that Berlin's rent freeze will actually go into effect. Christian Ostis, who represents real estate agents, says the issue will probably end up in the courts. I ask him if he thinks this is a stunt by Berlin politicians.
Yeah, for sure. Either they are very brave or they are very stupid.
Professor Whitehead says the activist renters of Berlin should be careful what they wish for.
Rent controls are quite good if they can provide stability. But if all you're providing is stability to the people who are already in place, then you end up in a very different world in which, you know, if you want your kids to be housed, then probably you shouldn't be voting for extreme rent controls.
And as someone who rents a flat on the outskirts of London, that's half the size and more than twice the cost of places here, I say to campaigner Jenny Stupka, Berliners don't seem to have it so bad.
Why compare a place where living conditions are nicer to a place where it's just horrible? And that's not where we want to go. That's basically why we're taking the struggle right now in order to not become London and to not become Paris.
But for renters in Berlin, the struggle might just be getting started. For The World, I'm Orla Barry.